Shelby Sapier, but you're better known as Beats.
Yes.
You are an East Coast Music Award and Indigenous Music Award winning rapper and producer, founding member of hip-hop group City Natives, and you're part of the inaugural Reverie Music Residency. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on your placement in the residency. How does it feel to be a part of the inaugural program?
I think it's truly an honor to be selected out of many talented other Indigenous artists who have applied. It makes me realize that I have a lot to offer to this world, not just that, but being an Indigenous artist, it makes me realize that Canada, so can. They see something in me that maybe sometimes I don't see in myself. It's been nice to be recognized for that.
How long does this residency last for?
I got here October 15th, and I'm leaving November 12th, so it lasts 4 weeks.
And you've already accomplished so much in your career. What new skills or perspectives have you gained from doing this?
Well, I think this has been a journey of growth for me, and it's been a journey of discovery, because sometimes as an artist, where you're from, you're kind of, I wouldn't say necessarily held back, but you're subject to that spot. When you have an opportunity like this to step outside of your comfort zone, it puts you in a position to really dig deep and find out who you are and just be your authentic self, you know? And for me, this has been literally all that. So, like, I would say the skills that I've learned is just to be me, and like, the world wants that person, you know, and like, that's what, you know, I want to give to people. I think that I have a lot to offer to the world. And I just think that as an Indigenous artist, I feel like I can be an inspiration for other people that are trying to do the same thing.
And does it feel good to be a part of a program that's specifically supporting Indigenous musicians too?
It really is. Again, it stems back to, you know, SoCan has seen something in me that, you know, I might have not seen myself in that moment. As a solo artist, I don't get enough recognition, or I don't give myself enough recognition, so to speak. So to be recognized for the talent I possess and, you know, the gift that I have as an artist, it's truly, you know, unbelievable.
It was obviously, it was a lot of work, but was it also a lot of fun too?
It's been nothing but good times. Like for my birthday, for instance, my birthday was on Halloween. They took me out and every other artist out to an Italian restaurant, and they brought us to the Toronto Maple Leafs game where we got to go behind the scenes and go up to the skybox. And I'm telling you, the experience itself has been a little overwhelming because, you know, you're not used to this type of stuff. But nonetheless, it's been truly amazing. Like, I'm telling you, I couldn't put it into words myself, but it's something that you have the opportunity to do it. I would always say seize that opportunity.
You obviously had your music influences. Now you are probably an influence for other young Indigenous kids that want to get into music and want to get into hip hop. What would you say to them?
I was thinking about this the other day. I was saying to myself, like, you know, if I could speak to my younger self, I would always tell myself, you know, don't be afraid to be you. People want to see the raw and uncut version of you. Don't be scared to dream big and chase those dreams, because I am the epitome of those dreams becoming a reality, because everything I set out for myself, I worked hard to accomplish, and it happened. You got to set goals for yourself. You know, they might be out of reach right now or in the moment, but, you know, with hard work, passion, and determination, like, anything is possible. I think the world is yours. It's up to you to make it happen. You know, the life is meant to be made of memories. Make your memories and love what you do.
With all the hard work that you did over this residency, what can we expect? What's coming from you?
I have one of the most beautiful songs that I've ever wrote. It's very, very deep, and it comes from a place of love, and it comes from a place of recognition of our Indigenous people. Again, I always think of myself as a voice for the voiceless and an advocate for our people. I try to reflect on that and speak on really important things that I wouldn't say are just conflicted, but are very ignored at times. This song that I have coming out, it is very important to me, and I know it's going to be very, very important to other people as well, especially Indigenous people. This is going to resonate with a lot. It is called The Creator's Gift, and it is exactly that. I feel like I am a gift from the Creator, and I feel like I was put on this earth for a purpose, and I'm just doing my best to try to be the best version of myself that I can be. And, you know, I'm going to roll that song out early 2025. So
what's your socials? Give us like your website so we can send people to it.
You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on TikTok. It's at BEAATZ. So you can follow me on Instagram, and you can go to the link in my bio, and it has all my handles. You can go on, just follow me on Instagram is what I would say. At BEAATZ.
All right, we're going to get that up on our website too, ravenradio.ca. Shelby, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.